USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic leaders in Congress are still discussing impeachment for President Trump. Some say it would be a political pitfall. Others say it's their duty to proceed. And South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes House Speaker Pelosi is moving in that direction.
I think that she's going to be driven toward impeachment. If she goes down that road, it will be suicide for the Democratic Party.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell worries about the authority that was given to Attorney General William Barr by President Trump to look into the origins of the Russia investigation.
For the President of the United States to instruct the Attorney General to do that, again, it looks like he's using the Attorney General to be, you know, his personal lawyer rather than having the Attorney General look at whether there are still ongoing threats to our country.
Graham and Swalwell appearing on Fox News Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The National Weather Service has confirmed details about a devastating tornado that ripped through the town of El Reno, Oklahoma on Saturday night. A survey shows it was an EF3 that was on the ground for more than 2 miles and lasted about 4 minutes. Mayor Matt White on the casualties.
We transported 16 from the scene, 13 private vehicle transfers on top of that. Those were all from minor to critical condition. We have absolutely had 2 fatalities.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley isn't holding back about what he says cost him his job.
Several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I went to the president of the news division and explained to him that this hostile work environment couldn't go on for women and men. And he told me if I kept agitating about that internally, then I'd lose my job.
He was interviewed on CNN. Pelley is currently a correspondent for 60 Minutes. He says management changes have made all the difference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and Nancy Pelosi have been in a war of words lately. One GOP senator lashes out at Pelosi on a Sunday talk show. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
On ABC This Week, Representative Liz Cheney had some pretty harsh words for the House Speaker.
What I see every day, I think you're seeing her being increasingly strident. You're seeing her lashing out. And you're looking at the Democrats who had put all their eggs in the basket of the Mueller report, hoping that it would provide them evidence they needed to move to impeachment. It didn't. But so now what they're doing is basically taking all of the oxygen out of the room, refusing to do any of the things we were elected to do, and instead continuing these attacks and partisan investigations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
One state's legislature is trying to do away with marriage licenses. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Alabama state lawmakers have approved a plan to get around some judges who've been refusing to sign marriage licenses because of their objections to same-sex marriage. The legislature approving a bill to end all marriage licenses, replacing them with marriage certificates, which would not need a judge's signature. About a half dozen of the state's probate judges have been staging a protest, refusing to sign any marriage licenses because they don't want to be seen as endorsing same-sex marriage. This bill now goes to the Governor Kay Ivey's desk. It's unclear whether she's signing it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.